Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and thanks for calling in. Lately, I've had a series of shows that focus around members of the cast of a new TV show on Animal Planet called Who Let the Dogs Out? It's a really fun show all about this cast of dogs and their trainers who are traveling around the country looking for the most talented dog in America. It's a fun show, but I have to admit I'm a little partial because I'm somewhat involved in the show. For those of you who are familiar with me or who've heard some of the prior episodes, you'll know that I work for Natural Balance Pet Foods, and we are bringing this show to air and having all kinds of fun doing so. But for me, what I'm in particular enjoying is this whole ability to see kind of behind the scenes and firsthand about the storyline, what the cast members are up to, and about these incredible dogs who really are the stars of the show. If you're listening in right now and you want to follow along, you can go to the show's website. It's wholetthedogsout.tv. And you can get all kinds of information about the show itself, about the cast members. You can get information about the upcoming episodes. And you can even get some great pictures and things about what the cast are up to, things that are happening on a week-to-week basis, even some sneak peek clips of various episodes. So you can go there at wholetthedogsout.tv. Now, Tillman, of course, is a dog who's become really famous. He is the world's fastest skateboarding bulldog, and he is a guy who really has an amazing ability to entertain and delight people who are fans of dogs and who have a chance to really just marvel at his ability to entertain people and just wow people of all ages. So when you go and you have a chance to see Tillman perform, what really blows your mind is, how does this dog do it? How does he actually stay on that skateboard? What is it that gives him that gift, I guess? Well, a lot of it has to do with the trainer. It has to do with the person who is coaching, the person who is kind of giving him all the tips, the getting him excited, the person who is really cheering him on. And that person is Ron Davis. And Ron Davis is a guy who I work with at Natural Balance, and he is a really talented guy. But what's really cool about Ron is actually he has just kind of just like a regular guy. You know, he's a guy who is just like you or I. Now, Ron may be a regular guy, and he may be a guy who just loves to surf, but he also has a real passion. He has a real passion for animals, and he has a real passion for what pets can do. And so that's why, for me, it's such a treat to be able to work with Ron. Now, if you've watched any of the episodes of Who Let the Dogs Out, what you'll see on the show is this cast of characters, this group of people who are kind of working together in very close quarters. They're on the show, they're on this bus, they're traveling all over the country, and in some ways it can get a little tenuous, right? It can be a challenge for them because they have these different personalities. But again, it really all comes back down to the dogs themselves. So I really would like to kind of just bring you a little closer to the story and get you acquainted with Ron Davis, because he is my guest tonight on the show. And Ron is, as I said, he's a friend of mine because I do work with Ron, but he's really a fun guy too. And so let's welcome Ron Davis to the show. Ron, how are you?
Great, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. Thanks so much. So I was kind of telling the audience a little bit about the show and what the dogs are up to and how you guys are all together on this bus traveling around the country and doing these cool things. But it really, in many ways, is about the dogs. But you are, in particular, kind of a special member of the cast because you're Tillman's dad. And that makes you special just because you're that cool. You're able to teach Tillman to do all kinds of cool things. So for me, it's really a treat to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to finally be on the show. There's a lot of talk about this show.
Well, there is. There's a real good buzz going on right now because people have seen it and they're getting excited because it is really nothing like it on TV. But I want to tell our audience a little bit about you because some folks are still getting to know you. So you're a Southern California guy. You were born in Santa Monica, and you have this passion for working with dogs. You and Tillman were discovered somewhere, I guess, in what, 2008, somewhere around there, with the CBS reality TV show The Greatest American Dog, and that was something that really kind of propelled you to the forefront of so many people's minds and imaginations watching you with Tillman and all the cool things that you were able to do. So, I mean, that's really, in my mind, kind of that really striking moment that really changed things for you. Would you say that?
Yeah. Things definitely, I guess you could say, exploded after we did that reality show. It was kind of, Tillman was fairly well known before that. He was featured in an iPhone commercial, but nothing like being on primetime TV kind of really introduced America to Tillman and vice versa. So got a lot of interesting phone calls after that show.
No doubt. Well, in fact, you and whether it's Tillman or some of the other dogs, you've been on the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS, Fox, ESPN. I mean, the list goes on and on. You've performed in multiple Rose Parade performances and floats for a number of years. You've been involved in the 2010 Winter Olympics. You've been involved with Major League Baseball, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Rangers, Angels, Giants. I mean, it goes on and on, Ron. It's just a very impressive collection of things you've done with your really cool dog, by the way. And that's
reason. Exactly. I was going to say, Tillman gets 110% of the credit because he's really just one of a kind. I've never, obviously in my lifetime, seen a dog with the talents and the skills and just the passion and drive that he has. And, just to be able to spend every day with him and see the things he's, I mean, I'm still amazed every time I take him out just practicing.
Yeah. Wait, did you ever imagine that Tillman would get to be such a huge star?
No, never. I mean, it was such a kind of a just, we live in a small beach town and he was just kind of like this local little hero, like, oh, cool, the skateboarding dog. And, the power of the internet these days, I made a little video, in like 2007 or something. And the next thing I knew, it just, got pretty crazy. The internet's a pretty powerful tool.
It sure is. I mean, this show, of course, is broadcast on the internet, and I'm amazed to this day the people who download the show from all around the world. I get profiles of where people are from, not the people, but where they're from. And I mean, it's just mind-boggling that people can share information, find information so easily and quickly today. But I mean, for Tillman to become such a huge star in a short number of years really is remarkable. But you said it. You're just regular guys living by the beach with your family. I mean, what's it like when you walk into a Petco and you see that Tillman has his own stuffed plush toy hanging on an aisle? I mean, does that kind of blow your mind or what?
It's so surreal, because all the years of buying dog food at Petco's and what have you, and now to walk in the aisle and I see his treats and I see his toys and, he's had his calendars in the years past and just the people in the aisle that I run into, it's kind of funny. It's like you're walking around with this little celebrity. And, it's really cool, obviously, to see people's reactions. Some people really get really, really excited.
No doubt.
So, it's pretty amazing. I don't take any of it for granted. I mean, he's a very, very special guy and You know, he's my best friend, regardless of what he does. But it's been a lot of fun, and I credit Natural Balance with a lot of the stuff that the way that we've exposed them and the treats that we've, you know, the neat things we've got to do, like throw out the first pitch at a New York Mets game. I mean, come on, that's just
pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's like real celebrities that haven't been asked to do that stuff, so it's really cool.
I'm not sure everyone who's listening may even be aware of how Tomy got his name, and that in and of itself is a pretty impressive thing. So what to share with us how you really landed on that name?
Well, he's named after Pat Tillman, who's was an NFL football player that turned down a multi-million dollar contract to go and join the Army and serve his country. And unfortunately, he was killed in action in 2004. And, in 2005, little Tillman was born. And as soon as I saw him, he's just this little runt guy and nobody really wanted him. And I said, you know, he's a tough guy and I'm going to name him Tillman after Pat. I didn't know Pat personally, but, I just thought he was, what a noble thing to do, especially in the world of athletes we have today. Not all of them, I say, are outstanding role models. But
yeah.
I just thought the guy was, you just don't hear of stories like that. So the least I could do is name my dog after him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's really cool, Ron, is that, you know, so again, you were a regular guy who just, you had a pet who you named after somebody who you felt was pretty special. You didn't name Tillman because you thought he was going to be a star. He was just your family pet. It just turned out he turned into a big star.
Cool. He joined our family. I had two other dogs at the time that one of them in particular, my Rottweiler, just loved to skateboard. You know, he'd push it up and down the street and he'd skate with my son and all his buddies outside. And it's kind of, it's weird how, you know, I'm not really a big psychic guy or anything like that, but I definitely think, some weird, you know, mojo was passed around in the dog afterlife to, help Tillman get where he's at today.
Hey, who knows for sure? Why? I'll buy that. Why not? So,
yeah.
So Tillman was the runt of the litter, I guess it sounds like, and that's kind of why you took him in and so forth. But there must have been something that attracted you to him. What was it that you saw in Tillman when he was a puppy that made you even think maybe he had some unusual talents?
He, to be honest with you, he was just so sweet. You know, and of course he had these big brothers and sisters that would push him out of the way, and he'd kind of get back up. And, you know, I mean, I wish I would have had obviously video of it or something like that, but he just really gravitated towards my son, who was, only 5 or 6 years old at the time. And he was just this cool little, you know, I never imagined him doing much, but sitting on the couch and, you know, occasionally walking around the block.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not the Tillman that he grew up to be.
So when you've had pretty much dogs all your life, would you say? Have you always had pets in your life?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I was raised, grandparents and my parents. I mean, we've always had multiple dogs since. I came home when I was born to dogs. So yeah, we've been surrounded with dogs. I've been very, very fortunate, and they've played a huge part in my life before, you know, I was even working with them. Just been fortunate to have some really amazing animals. And, you know, my dad growing up was back in the long time ago in the 70s, we'd have 4 or 5 dogs at one time because my dad was always picking up strays and blocking traffic to save them. And he still does that stuff today. So, yeah, we always had a house full of pets, that's for sure.
That's cool. Kind of runs in the family. That's great. So
yeah.
How the heck did you train Tillman to skateboard? I mean, you had other pets in the house. How did this happen?
Yeah, he was, when he came home, you know, he looked like a donut, just this little ball of fur. And my Rottweiler would actually carry the skateboard in his mouth up and down the stairs. He tried to jump in the car with it. I mean, he just loved his skateboard to death. And Tillman just kind of was just this little intense ball of fur that I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. He was obsessed with that skateboard from the moment he came home. And I was like, oh, that's really funny. That's really weird. And he'd literally sit in the garage, you know, 10 weeks old, 12 weeks old, and he'd just try to, like, chew on it and push it and kick it. And, you know, we'd laugh about it. And then as he gradually got, you know, bigger and stronger and more coordinated, he started really starting to show, like, almost a psychotic drive for the board. And that's when I built a real big skateboard out of plywood, and I started towing him down the street, and he'd just go crazy. And, you know, I'd take him every day with me to work, and at lunch I'd take him to the parking lot, and I'd tow him on the plywood and what have you. And I gradually downsized his boards. And then, I mean, I can't tell you how many hundreds and hundreds of hours I spent with him, but it was so much fun for him. It was like almost how people throw a tennis ball for their dogs. I'd take him mm-hmm. skating. So, you know, and he'd be a real, real grump if he didn't get to go skateboarding one day. So it just became a routine. And, you know, I'd skate with him. My son would skate with him. And gradually we'd get him to push and then turn. And, I mean, it was a long process, but it was so much fun because you saw how much fun your dog was having, you know, learning. So
it's kind of born out of your own passion for skateboarding. I mean, you're a skater, so you like to ride your board. So he kind of just picked it up from you, I guess, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, we you know, we always have skateboarded and surfed and snowboard and, you know, skimboard and done every sort of kind of Southern California activity, if you will. And he just kind of gravitated towards all of them. And he just still to this day just loves it.
That's pretty slick. So how about like today? Do you personally have time to skate? I mean, you may be busy right now, but in general, if you have free time, do you like to go out and get on your skateboard or surf or what? What's your favorite activity?
Yeah, I usually prefer surfing because you heal a lot quicker surfing. these days the skateboarding wipeouts, the body doesn't recuperate as fast as you know, some of the kids. So
if
I get a chance to surf, I love to surf, but I, you know, I also go skate with Tillman too, and you know, it's getting the time these days.
No doubt. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to share with us a little bit about Tillman's day, what his days are like, because this dog has become a star, and he's a celebrity dog today, and people are fascinated by that. So why don't you just hang on for a minute, Ron. We'll be right back after these messages.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten.
And I'm Jimmy Van Patten. We want to tell you about our new Animal Planet show called Who Let the Dogs Out?
It's on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. Check your local listings for the West Coast. It's a fun show starring Tillman, the fastest skateboarding bulldog, and Norman, the scooter dog.
They travel to interesting places in search of the most talented pet in America to join our Natural Balance sports team. If you have a talented dog
or a cat, send your video to
WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv. That's WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv.
Your pet could be famous.
And we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and thanks for tuning in. We're here with Ron Davis. He's the dad to the world-famous Tillman, the fastest skateboarding bulldog. And, Ron, great to have you here with us on the show today.
Great to be here.
Ron is one of the stars of the new reality TV show, Who Let the Dogs Out? It's on Animal Planet Saturday mornings, and you can catch that on this week. It's coming up every Saturday right now, and it's 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central. And if you're on the West Coast, check your local listings for the time of your local cable operator. So, Ron, right before the break, we were talking about Tillman, and I'm just fascinated to know more about Tillman's typical day. I mean, this celebrity dog, he's got this incredible life. What does he do on a normal day? Does he sleep late? Does he get a massage? Does he wake up early? What's his drill?
Yeah, he goes to the gym. No, I'm just kidding. No, Tillman's, you know, believe it or not, he's pretty much a normal dog when the sun's down. You know, he likes to sleep on my bed or sleep on the couch. But as soon as I get up and grab those car keys, he's by the door faster than I can get there, whether it's 4 a.m. or 10 a.m. I mean, he's just never – he hates to not be in the car or be with me, which is great. I mean, that's why you have a dog. And what I usually do is I take all the pack. You know, I take Soli and Rose and Tillman out to the beach for about a half-mile jog early in the morning and just kind of let him stretch out. And, you know, then we usually, I usually give Tillman a skate in the morning, depending, you know, before it gets warm. Cause you know, he likes to skate when it's cool and I got a little secret spot I take him to, so he doesn't get too many pictures taken what, you know, he gets to actually skate a lot.
Sure.
And, other than that, his favorite place in the world to be is in my car. I mean, he just loves the back of my my car. I mean, it's actually, I shouldn't say it's a car. It's a kennel on wheels, basically. It's more comfortable than most hotels for dogs. And, you know, I'll come home and come inside, and he'll just want to stay in the car. You know, I mean, it's one of his favorite spots. But then usually after skate, we'll get back, and he has a tug toy, and him and Soli play about 45 minutes of tug after that. You know, then We'll go to the park in the afternoons. There's a great off-leash dog park we go to, and we go for a hike. And they run
crazy.
Pretty
active,
with
then.
I keep these dogs so active because I'll tell you what, if Tillman's routine gets broken up, you know, with filming or traveling or something like that, he lets me know. he is just an athletic dog, and he really thrives on, you know, doing his board sports and running like a normal dog. But he lets you know if he misses a day or two due to weather or traveling or what have you. He definitely turns into a bulldog, let me tell you.
that's really interesting. I mean, my dogs are high energy also. They're different altogether. But, you know, standard poodles are really athletes, and they like to run, and they need their exercise. And same thing, if they're cooped up in the house for too long, I mean, I can just tell because they go tearing around the house, and the only relief is for me to take them out and run them like crazy. And then they come back panting, but they're satisfied.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tillman has the thing I refer to as the eye, because he just will lay there and give me this look. Like, it's hard to explain, but it's pretty much the look of disappointment, anger, you know, looking at me like I'm the biggest idiot in the world. And he's got that pouting training thing down. He knows how to pout very well.
I bet he does. I want to transition on a little bit, Ron, because a lot of people are interested in Who Let the Dogs Out. It really kind of it got on the air and it just jumped out of the box. Great ratings. People are really enjoying the show. And the story behind it is quite interesting. I mean, it's more than just a regular reality TV show. I mean, it really is a lot happening here. But the basic premise, of course, is that Tillman and his friends, the other bulldogs and even human friends, are on a search. You're on a search for the most talented dog in America. But from your perspective, just being a trainer yourself, what is it you're looking for from the dogs that you need to see?
Well, I really have a passion for dogs that do tricks or sports or whatever their specialty is, but dogs that do it because they love to do it. I'm a big fan of that. I'm really, I know some other trainers are into how many tricks the dog can do and how many commands and this and that. And there are dogs that love to please, but I'm really into dogs that are passionate about, you know, whether it's agility or, you know, jumping rope or whatever their trick may be. I like to see dogs that just love to do it. And that's something, you know, we get opportunities to see a lot of that. And then we get opportunities to see some dogs that aren't so passionate about stuff they're doing. But it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm still looking for that one special dog.
Well, I'm sure that dog is out there. He or she is out there just waiting to be found. We've got a couple questions coming in online from Twitter. I'm going to get to those in a minute, but we do have somebody on the line who wants to ask a question. So let's go to the phones for a minute and welcome our guest caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Palm Springs Savant and Company.
Is that me?
Yep. Hi there. Who's speaking?
This is Kristen and Cokie the cat.
Well, hey there. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Rick, and hi, Ron. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
I was just wondering, Ron, since you've been doing the show, what part of the filming of Who Let the Dogs Out have you liked the most? Because you've been so many different places and doing so many different things. Shush, Cokie. And also, what was it like meeting all of the soldiers and the dogs at Fort Myers? Because I saw the preview of that, and it looked like sort of really touching and cool, and like the dogs must have just loved Tillman to death. So those are my questions.
Well, those are good questions. Actually, you know, filming with some of the military guys was some of the most favorite, days that I had personally, just because of the stories these guys would tell you about what they've been through, and not only what they've been through, but what these dogs are trained to do and what the dogs are doing overseas. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And it was really cool to talk to the guys and hear about, you know, they were saying how lucky they were to have their dogs with them overseas. Being the best companion ever, I mean, which is fantastic. And, you know, we've also had the opportunity during the filming of the show to, Tillman got to skateboard Times Square, which, you know, is something that I don't think will ever, you know, fathom actually happen, but it did. And, you know, seeing the whole East Coast, and not only that, but filming all around L.A., we met so many cool dogs and so many cool owners, you know, at Petco auditions and what have you. It's really hard for me to pinpoint one thing, but I think when this is all said and done, there'll be one thing that'll stick in my mind. Right now, it's a lot to absorb because there's a lot going on.
I bet. By the way, Kristen, we can hear your cat Cokie talking. Quite a cat you have there.
Yeah. He was trying to get in on it, but he's taken off now. He went off in the other room now, so he got his answer.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, Kristen. Thanks so much for your call.
All right. Great show. Thanks.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks.
So, Ron, I wanted to kind of go back to this right before our caller had asked her question, because you were talking about what you're looking for as a trainer in the dogs, and it kind of leads me to the question about this dog training philosophy, because as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, there's a whole bunch of you packed on this bus and you're going all over the country and you're looking for these talented dogs, and you each have your different views on this, but what's your philosophy on dog training? How do you go about training Tillman or Rose or Sully or any dog?
Well, I have the pleasure of training bulldogs, which is, you know, at sometimes teaching a cow how to ice skate. I mean, you know, bulldogs are bulldogs, and people tell me, oh no, they're like normal dogs. They're not. They are definitely an interesting breed, so it's taught me a lot of patience. But my philosophy has been, you know, I always say the quote, you get out of it what you put into it. And by that I mean, you know, the more time you have to spend with your dog, the more your dog is going to learn your routine, to learn what's right, what's wrong. And I mean, I tell people easy things. Like when you go to the store, bring your dog with you, you know. If you're going, you know, bring your dog to as many places as you can possibly bring him and spend as much time as you can with him, even if it's around the house, you know. They pick up, I mean, my theory is, you know, they pick up on your voice tones and your actions and, you know, where should I be, where should I stand, where can I sit, where can I, you know, I think, you know, the more you can have your dogs associated with your life, the more they know what you want them to do as far as a pet and as performing, you know, tricks and what have you. So, you know, I always tell people, I just tell them that, you know, the more time you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. You know, take time, enroll in obedience classes, you know, and just, you know, spend time with your dog and make it fun. Enjoy it. Whether it's treats or whatever works for your dog, have fun with it.
Well, I mean, I think I completely agree, by the way. Socializing your dog is super important. And bringing your pet to a place, to a dog park, to, you know, wherever you can publicly, certainly like pet stores, Petco is a great place to bring your dog in because you can socialize them with other pets and they get a chance to, you know, almost learn the ropes in a safe environment. I completely agree with you. I have seen some differing opinions on an individual's dog talent, I guess, you know, when I've been watching the show and I see you on the judging panel and some of the other judges, Karen, Lexi, Eric, you know, you guys sometimes have different views of you know, the dog's talent. What's your take on the differences between all of you as judges? I mean, do you see different philosophies in how you guys each look at the dogs or what?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm more of a realist, realizing, you know, not every dog is going to skateboard. Not every dog mm-hmm. is going to do a backflip. Not every dog is going to catch a frisbee. And I think some of the other trainers, I mean, Lexi, oh boy, where do I start with that? You know, she has a completely different philosophy from me, and, you know, her philosophy works. She's been very successful with her dogs, and you know, and Karen is a very, very good trainer and very knowledgeable trainer. I think she probably knows more about training than any of us. And you know, me personally, I kind of flow with the dog and see what the dog can do and what the dog likes. But it's definitely a smorgasbord, if you will, of opinions. It's kind of frightening sometimes of how different, you know, how right wing and left wing we are on that panel. You wouldn't think it would be, but it's getting very opinionated as we go along.
Yeah, and I've been watching on the show some of the discussions and the debates that go on. I mean, there is a little bit of friendly tension building there between the judges, and I think, well, at least from my point of view, It adds to some of the drama. But I mean, I know this is not a scripted show. This is actually happening as it happens, right? So there's probably some element of unexpected, you know, dissension among the judges. I don't know how that plays out when you're kind of filming live there without a script. I mean, how do you deal with those things? You just kind of have to have a side huddle, or do you just talk it out on camera?
Well, I haven't really been known to hold back. I probably should every now and then. Yeah, no, I just kind of, you know, if I think somebody's out of their mind, I'll tell you're out of your mind. That was great. What do you mean it was horrible? So, there's not much swept under the rug. What you see is what you get. And obviously as we're going on and getting towards, you know, finding the dog, it's definitely becoming a little more heated, I guess you could say. But it's like you said, Rick, it's real time. I mean, it's the cameras roll, and if we have a tip or a debate, or, you know, occasionally we all agree, which is really cool. It's all there for you to see. There's really no airbrush.
Yeah, the other day I had Eric Presnell on the show, and I had a good time interviewing him. And part of it was because, you know, he's got a couple things going on there. He's an up-and-coming actor. He's a up-and-coming singer. He plays guitar, all that good stuff. So Eric is somebody who has a very definite career path that he's been working on. So from my point of view in talking to him, it was a lot about his career and what he's working on and what it's like as a young actor to work with some a variety of people, but also with Dick and Jimmy Van Patten, who, you know, long history of acting there. So when I ask you this question about working, what it's like to work with the Van Pattens, it's coming from a different point of view, right? Because you're not an actor by trade, by profession. So it's got to be kind of interesting. I mean, you're a regular guy like me, but yet you're going to work and you're spending time with the TV legend, Dick Van Patten, and Jimmy Van Patten, writer, director, actor. What's it like working with those guys?
Well, I mean, first of all, Eric will be a huge star one day, Rick. I guarantee it. He's a really amazing, talented guy. But I'll always be able to look back and say, he used to pick up after Tillman. So that's something we'll never be able to shed. That's right. But working with Dick Van Patten is, I mean, I don't even know where to start. He is, I mean, he's a Hollywood legend. He's as funny as he's ever been. He's still sharp and cracks jokes. And it's been a real honor because most people don't know that, I mean, Dick has a love for animals that it has been going on for, I mean, you know, his whole life. And his passion has not stopped. I mean, off camera, on camera, what have you, he's Dick Van Patten, and he's just a treat to hang out with him and talk to him and hear stories. And then to have, you know, Jimmy on board is fantastic because he's another super talented guy. I watched these guys go through their lines for whatever, you know, if there's a commercial spot or something, and they just hit it with such ease. It's amazing. And I sit there and stumble on the word the 10 times. So there really is a talent. And those guys, they sure make it look easy.
Yeah, they sure do. They're real professionals, and they're super nice guys to begin with, on top
super
of all
nice.
That. Great. I want to take a quick break, Ron. And when we come back, I want to spend some time I really want to talk a little bit more about this dynamic between you and Lexi, because there's something going on there, and I want to get to the bottom of it when we come back from the break. So hang on just a minute after these words. We'll be right back.
My name is Sue Smith. I'm 38, and I work at a graphic design company. And the teenage me would tell you,
I wouldn't be into drawing and art if it wasn't for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. My big sister showed me early on that I could do anything. And to the young me,
that meant a lot. My big sister's name is Sheila, and Sheila is the reason that this 8-year-old grows up to have an amazing job as a graphic designer.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers, Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil Slug King and went back to my Super Twig Fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten.
And I'm Jimmy Van Patten. We want to tell you about our new Animal Planet show called Who Let the Dogs Out?
It's on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. Check your local listings for the West Coast. It's a fun show starring Tillman, the fastest skateboarding bulldog, and Norman, the scooter dog.
They travel to interesting places in search of the most talented pet in America to join our Natural Balance sports team. If you have a talented dog
or a cat, send your video to
WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv. That's WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv.
Your pet could be famous.
And we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. and thanks for being here. We're talking with Ron Davis, star of the new reality TV show Who Let the Dogs Out on Animal Planet Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and if you're on the West Coast, check your local listings. Ron, great to have you here, so thanks for hanging in with the break.
Thanks for having us.
Right before the break, I kind of dropped that question on you about this interesting dynamic between you and Lexi. And I've been watching the shows that are broadcast on the air, and I'm also, because I'm involved with you guys in the show a little bit, that I'm aware of kind of what's coming. And so, you know, from my eye, and I'm sure to a lot of viewers around the country, there's something interesting there. What is that dynamic between you and Lexi? I mean, I have had people ask me, what is going on between Ron and Lexi?
Oh, yeah.
Can you say anything, or how, what can you leave us with?
Well, I could sum it up in one word, probably.
Yeah.
That'd be nothing. But
so you say.
Lexi is like a little sister. You know, she's fun to poke at and just get her going. And, the poor girl gets teased. Like, you wouldn't believe being on that RV with, you know, three guys and all the dogs. But, at the end of the day, we all make sure Lexi's, you know, safe and taken care of and happy and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, we kind of refer to her like a little sister. But she has to put up with a lot, let me tell you.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, actually, in all fairness, when Lexi was on the show, she did say to me more or less the same thing. But she did make a point of telling me that she was single and available. So for any listeners out there who want to get a hold of Lexi, you can tweet at her. She's, I think, Hollywood Pet Mom. But anyway, that's enough about her. So let's get back to the dogs, because really the show is so much about the dogs. And I just want to ask, first of all, what about Rose? I mean, so she's a really super cute bulldog. What does she enjoy doing most?
Rose, I'd say Rose's day consists of getting the tennis ball, holding it, and making sure nobody gets it. She, for some reason, don't ask. Rose loves the skateboard. She's not, you know, obviously near Tillman's talents, but she's obsessed with the skateboard. She's obsessed with Tillman. You know, anywhere Tillman goes, she likes to follow him around. She loves her ball. I don't know. I love it when I take her into Petco and she'll, you know, I let her get a new ball once a week, because bulldogs, for people that don't know, like to pop tennis balls because they have extremely strong jaws. So I buy a lot of tennis balls. But, you know, she's just one of the gang. She's one of the guys, if you will. I mean, she's tough. She holds her own, and, you know, she's definitely second in rank in my pack here. So
is she really? How about Sully?
Sully. I mean, if there's not a poster child for a bulldog, it would be Sully. I mean, he is just full of love and wiggles, and, you know, he headbutts you and realizes, oh, you know what? Is something the matter with that? Sully's he's like a teddy bear with a pulse. You know, he just, I refer to him as my real life teddy bear, if you will. He's a stuffed animal that moves. And he loves the skateboard, but unfortunately he did not get the coordination skills. He's hilarious because, I mean, still to this day he'll trip walking up the stair, or, you know, he just does so many goofy things. He really puts humor in my little pack of bulldogs, if you will.
I've seen on Who Let the Dogs Out, I've seen some of the things that Sully and Rose get to do, but they just seem to love that, the whole balloon popping thing. Where did that come from? How did they get their love for that?
Oh, God, how could I forget the balloons? How could I forget the balloons? The balloon thing came about at my nephew's first birthday party. You know, they had 30 or 40 balloons, and, of course, the bulldogs have to come because all the kids love the bulldogs. And from the first time that Rose saw those balloons, it was on. I mean, she just, it's not something, you know, I mean, I don't know anybody that's trained their dog to pop balloons. She just loved them. And Sully just followed in
Rose's path, and the two of them, occasionally I'll go out and buy balloons for them when I'm really bored, and I'll blow, you know, 20 or 30 balloons and just let them have a heyday. They love them. Tillman goes the other direction and just hates them.
When you were in New York at Fox or in Huckabee, and they tore into, you know, toward that tent where the balloons were and just went nuts.
It was so unrehearsed.
It just happened.
Oh, that's just a natural love for popping balloons. I mean, I don't know where they got it, but it's probably both their favorite activity to do is popping balloons. So I have to be very careful. A lot of times I'll be walking them places. As a matter of fact, a few weeks ago we were walking, and a store had an opening, and they had two balloons outside, and I wasn't paying attention to them, and I'm walking my dogs, and the next thing I know, bam, bam, and Rose just popped the guy's balloons in front of his store, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I wasn't sorry about that. But, they just love balloons.
That's pretty funny, actually. I've never seen a dog do that before. And I think what's kind of odd or just amusing to watch, when you see it on the show, it's hilarious because, I mean, they're kind of squatty, low-to-the-ground dogs, right? They're not like they've got a lot of height. Some of these balloons are you know, almost at their height, head height or higher, and they don't care. They just seem to plow right into them. It's great.
Oh yeah, the bulldog mind is an amazing mind. There is no, I mean, there's no fear. There's no what if consequences. They seem to just charge. I mean, they'll charge into water, into snow, into balloons, into walls. I mean, they just love it. I mean, it's like having my own little football team here.
Yeah, no doubt. You just mentioned water and snow and such. So we really haven't talked about that much at all in this interview so far. Is that, I mean, you like to surf and you like to skateboard, but the dogs can also skimboard and they can snowboard, right? So, again, is that something just because of your interest in the sport that they followed you, or did you try to train them on that specifically?
You know, I worked with them skimboarding, and they just – for some reason they have a drive, just like, you know, Tillman's the master of all those sports, and the other guys just follow in tow. I mean, it's amazing. The first time I took Sully out skimboarding, he was probably, you know, 4, 5, 6 months old, and bingo, just obsessed with it. You know, neither one of them have developed the skills of Tillman. But you talk about dogs that love to do those sports, and Rose and Sully love it as much or more than Tillman. I mean, I pull a surfboard out in my house and head towards the beach, and I have three dogs jumping 3 feet in the air trying to get the surfboard. And it's very ironic, and I think they really just fed off of Tillman, and now, you know, themselves, it's all they want to do. Any sort of board I pull out, and all three of my dogs go crazy. It's kind of wild.
Very cool. How was it for you when you guys were in Philadelphia and you went to that famous skateboard park in under the FDR, right? We saw that in last week's episode.
Yeah, it's called the FDR Skate Park, correct?
Yeah, that's it. What was that like for you? I'm guessing for you that must have been a pretty cool high because you like to skateboard, but you know, to see Tilly do that. I mean, was that like a real thrill? Did you notice he got extra pumped?
Yeah, he was pumped. And that skate park in particular, FDR, to skateboarders out there, I mean, I've seen it in videos and movies and heard stories about it. It's probably one of the most hardcore skateboard parks in the world, for sure in the United States. And for Tillman to be there at, you know, such a core, you know, roots level skate park was really a special thing. I guess to a skateboarder, it'd be like, you know, playing baseball in Fenway Park or something like that. It's really like a real mecca for skateboarding. So to have him there was really cool. And just to be there myself and, you know, the local guys, it's all built by the locals and donations and leftovers. And it's not like a funded city or county park. This is something that these passionate guys did over many, many, many years. And it's really neat. to have Tillman there, and they were obviously really stoked to see Tillman do his thing.
Yeah, that was a great episode. So for you, I mean, you've got to have this. I mean, I know we get people writing into us who are fans of you guys because of what you do and all the different sports. I mean, it really is an extreme sport approach or just a lifestyle. I mean, you must have amassed a huge amount of people who just follow you and are interested in what you do because you kind of speak their language in a lot of ways, but with a dog.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had the pleasure of going to the X Games, and I've had, you know, the motorcycle guys that do backflips come up and go, "Oh my God, that's Tillman! You know, wow, I'd love to. Can I meet him? Can I take my picture with him?" And I mean, these are obviously extreme athletes at the X Games, and I was really surprised, you know, how many of them, they all know Tillman, and you know, he really fits in their genre. And no, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I don't think I'd do very well if I had a dog that went to Westminster. So it's a perfect match having, you know, this great group of dogs. I'm so blessed and so fortunate to be able to do this with them and to have them like it. I mean, it's
yeah, no doubt. We've got a couple questions that came in. They've been piling up here. We won't get to all of them, but they've been coming in from Twitter. And I should mention, by the way, that Tillman has his own Twitter account. That's not where these were directed to, but you can contact Tillman at Twitter. Tillman Skates, one word, Tillman Skates on Twitter, and you can even catch him on Facebook at Tillman Skates to follow along with what Tillman's up to in the show. But these questions that came in are for you, Ron, since Tillman doesn't talk. This first one here is it's asking, was there ever a sport that Tillman tried but could not conquer?
You know, basketball's tough for him. The rim's pretty high, but he tries. He loves basketball. I've never really tried him. You know, a lot of people say you got to take him wakeboarding or water skiing. You know, I've never had the access to a dog wakeboarding facility. But I, you know, he's just so focused on whatever he's doing or whatever he's trying to learn. I really haven't seen him stump on anything in particular. I mean, skimboarding, believe it or not, you know, when you throw the board out at low tide and wet sand and he runs and hits it, that was Tillman's most difficult sport to learn. Out of all, you know, surfing and snowboarding and skateboarding, this was really, really difficult. And he mastered it. And anybody that's ever tried to skimboard will, you know, probably agree with that because it's a very balance-oriented sport. But for the most part, he's just amazing. I mean, he loves fetching baseballs, and he loves when you play tennis or volleyball or soccer. I really can't think of too many things he's failed at.
Wow. Okay, cool. This other question here is asking, who's grumpier on the show, Steve the driver or Tillman? I don't know that Tillman's grumpy, but...
No, I mean, Steve? I mean, is there any... I mean, he might be the grumpiest man in America. I don't know. I mean... And the funny thing that people, you know, will soon see is that Steve loves those dogs, and those dogs love Steve. I mean, you get the four of them alone, and you talk about a love fest. Steve turns into this gentle giant and lets those dogs crawl on him and kiss him, and I would trust nobody more my dogs than Steve. He's the world's greatest dog sitter.
That's great to have a guy like him driving the bus for sure and being so close member of the family. This other question, last one we'll take here, is it's asking, of all the places you've traveled to with Tillman, was there one place that Tillman seemed the most taken back or calm in a setting? And I don't know if anything comes to mind. That's kind of a broad question, but anything jump
well,
to mind?
Well, yeah, there was one very strange incident. that I've never quite seen Tillman so calm. And it's when we were in Phoenix and we went to visit the Pat Tillman statue in front of the stadium, of the football stadium there. And there was nobody there. It was off season. And they had a huge fountain and this huge bronze statue of Pat Tillman. And it says, in memory of Pat Tillman, 1976 to 2004. And Tillman got off the bus and he walked over and he laid down and blocked out the 2004. And so it looked like 1976 to Dash and Tillman, the dog. And
wow.
He just laid down and put his head down and kind of just slept. It was really warm. And Steve and I mean, we had goosebumps on our skin. I mean, it was one of those moments that just, you know, was that I've never seen Tillman so calm after driving, you know, 6 hours or wherever we were coming from. And he just kind of laid down there and he just sat there for a minute. I looked at Steve and Steve looked at me and I had chills. I mean, it was really surreal to see how Tillman was like at peace, just laying. It was really an odd moment. I don't know if he maybe had to be there, but it was, I'm explaining it the best I can, but that to me is the one place that I've seen Tillman just be as mellow as he can be. But then we skated afterwards, so the mellowness didn't last that long.
Made it all better. Made it all better, huh?
Yeah.
Great.
Made it all better, yeah.
I can't even imagine. Ron, we've got to squeeze in one more quick break. Hang on 1 second. We'll be right back after these words.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten.
And I'm Jimmy Van Patten. We want to tell you about our new Animal Planet show called Who Let the Dogs Out?
It's on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. Check your local listings for the West Coast. It's a fun show starring Tillman, the fastest skateboarding bulldog, and Norman, the scooter dog.
They travel to interesting places in search of the most talented pet in America to join our Natural Balance sports team. If you have a talented dog
or a cat, send your video to
WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv. That's WhoLetTheDogsOut.tv.
Your pet could be famous.
Yes, it could. Your pet could be famous. And you've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, and we are here with Ron Davis, the star of Who Let the Dogs Out. Ron, time for a couple more quick questions. What are you most looking forward to with Who Let the Dogs Out this season?
Well, it's, I think it's neat to see all the people that come out and show off their dogs, and it's kind of building a camaraderie, if you will. And I mean, that to me has been the most special thing about the show. It's just, you know, these people get an opportunity to show off their dogs and we get to see them and just, you know, traveling around and having like people yell out of cabs, "Hey, Tillman." And I mean, it's really cool to get out there and see the country and to do it with your dog has been, you know, I mean, I've said it before, it's been like a dream. It's just been an unreal experience. And I think the viewers will kind of get that feeling when they tune in and you know, hopefully they really enjoy the show because it's kind of a show that you could pass the feeling on, if you will.
Well, I'm sure. And I mean, the opportunity to pick a dog as the most talented dog in America, it's got to be pretty daunting. If you had to sum up the show just in one word, what would it be?
Oh, boy. Well, one word, huh, Rick? let's just say caring.
Caring. That's an interesting one.
Caring. Because through all the challenges and all the fiascos and the opinions and the debates and I think at the end of the show or the end of the day, you kind of just realize, wow, it's just people that love their dogs.
Well, yeah, I couldn't have said it any better myself, Ron. I really appreciate you being on the show today, and thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Oh, it's been great talking to you, Rick. Anytime.
Great. You've been listening to Ron Davis of Who Let the Dogs Out. It's on Animal Planet, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central, West Coast. Check your local listings. Find out more at wholetthedogsout.tv. And follow us on Facebook at Tillman Skates or tweet at us at Tillman Skates. I'm Rick Rockhill. You've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company. Have a great day.